You're listening to Beyond the Aisle.
Why don't we just start with you guys telling me a little bit about yourselves?
So I have been with the company for 12 years. And I started off at Helping Hands in the Ocean store. That is my home store. And I did Helping Hands for about 2 years. And then I did dishwashing for a little bit. And then I had gotten into the seafood department by accident, asking to help for one day. They needed someone. I got in there and I really enjoyed it. And ever since then, I kind of had been working the seafood department for the next 5 or 6 years. And then I transferred into the bakery as a team leader. I did service desk team leader. I did some front end experience, and then I became MT. And as I became MT, I did the Hanover Montvale opening as a seafood MT. And once Montvale opened, I was there for about a little over 2 or 3 years, doing my rotation for my MT in seafood. And then I applied to Brooklyn and became the health and wellness manager. And I did that for about 3 years. And then I applied for Astor Place. And I received the deli manager position. And then they asked me if I would do seafood. And I said yes. And ever since then, I've been on board and been doing seafood since then.
So I've been with the company going on 11 years in November. I started part-time in the sub shop in our Mount Laurel store down in Jersey. It was just a job for me. It was something in the meantime while I was going to school. And I'm sure you heard that story a lot probably in your travels. But classic story of, hey, do you want to learn this? Sure. Do you want to learn that? And pizza, subs, coffee. And then eventually they needed help in the sushi department. So they're like, hey, would you like to help in sushi? Helped out there part-time. Ultimately got full-time in the kitchen. Cook 3, then cook 2. And then from cook 2 straight to CMT. I was a CMT for the Brooklyn store, but I opened Hanover and Montvale under that billet. I ended up doing sushi for about 8 months. Just because of the volume and everything. And in that 8 months, I absolutely fell in love with it. My trainer at the time, Brian Kuo, he's the regional trainer for New Jersey, New York Metro. He just took me under his wing and I learned so much about the culture. I learned so much about the food passion, the discipline that goes into it. And I said, hey, I want to make this a career. I want to make sushi at Wegmans a career any way I can. And then ultimately made my way to the Brooklyn store. And then, you know, now I'm on the Astor Place team and I've been since June of last year on the Astor Place team, but only recently found out about the Sakanaya thing. And I think a lot of my passion and drive with sushi and the Japanese cuisine and culture, I think that's really what ultimately led me to fold into that billet.
Okay, so what exactly are people going to see when they enter the seafood department?
We have our seafood department here at the Astor Place store is pretty unique. We have two service counters that kind of face each other. We have one that's more traditional in the middle of the department. And then we also have one where we're standing now, which is against the wall. From what I understand, the central, like the pod area, I guess you could call it, is going to be really marketed as Sakanaya. There's going to be brand new Sakanaya marketing, new signage, new branding, new logos all the way around to kind of feature that. But as the customer comes down the escalator, because that here at Astor, we do have two floors. I'm sorry. You're going to go down to the bottom. And the first thing you see onto the right of produce is going to be our Sakanaya display. So we have our world-class Japanese fish. We have our world-class domestic and American fish. And we really want to, every single day, we want to feature what's best that day. So the customer, as they come down, they're going to see me behind the counter cutting fish. And what's best that day might not be Japanese. It might be our shrimp from North Carolina. It might be scallops from Maine. It's whatever. We want to elevate that all the way to the customer so they see that right when they walk in the store.
So we'll have a section upstairs as well that has some footage for us to display our ready to cook program. Yeah. So all the meals, all the single meals, all the veggies that come through for the department, as well as, like you said, when you come down the stairs, we'll have that display of Sakanaya. And then we also will still have that display of whole fish and anything that's local to us or kind of in the area, stuff like that. And then that way we can, like you said, merge the two. That way, if something is not, you know, if it's not on this side the best that day, it'll be something that's local that day. Same for all of our ready to cook program is something they really want to push. That way we can display different types of items. They just came out with 3 new meals that Brooklyn started making as well. So hopefully we can get some traction on those.
This is the largest seafood department I've personally been in. Just the amount of wall space that we have and the amount of real estate we have to feature seafood, feature RTC, feature Sakanaya is, I mean, it's. I'm looking at it right now. It's half the size of our produce department, which we know is always our flagship, which is really cool.
Can you tell me a little bit about the training that you've already had leading up to opening day?
I think we both have different types of training because he's really hands-on physical, where I've been like in the office while we went to Rochester, speaking with the merchants and getting their take on the program that they want us to run and how they expect it to be run. And we both have different sides of it, where he's learning hands-on, physically cutting all the fish, things like that. And I'm on the back end where, you know, Steve had described it like that A team, B team, where he is the A team and he's doing all the cutting and gaining the knowledge so that you can really produce that for the customer. And I'm on the back end just making sure that I still learn everything as well. But just on the other side, that way, in his absence, if someone has a question, I can fulfill that need, as well as the more business aspect side of the training plans, how they want it to be run. We've been to so many facilities already. We just came back from Sushi Fest in Wisconsin Ave in DC. That way we could actually learn how it is to receive the fish, what it is to cut the fish and work with the fish and get that customer intel as well, and kind of communicate with customers and see what they're looking for, what they're really buying, what they're excited for. That way we have a little bit better understanding of what people around here will get excited for, or want to buy, or really come to see.
I think it's a really interesting intersection where I'm at right now. So I've been doing culinary for 11 years now. I have a good amount of training in sushi, which some of it translates to what we do here. But I think right now as a company, especially in seafood, we're taking a moment to say, you know what? We don't know. We don't know everything, right? We don't know. We're not masters of Japanese fish. We're not, so we're relying on this other company, Wariki, to come in and train me. To ultimately train a company. And I think that's where I'm at as well. I have 11 years experience, and I think I thought I knew everything. And then you go, I have to push all that to the side temporarily. And it, like, it's very basic. It's just cutting a fish. I have to push that aside. Now I have to learn the technique that these gentlemen are here to teach me. And it's kind of really in line with our company philosophy too, which I think is really fun. So we're both on the same kind of journey. And for example, yesterday I cut 78 bronzini, just one after another, with the guidance of these chefs to just show the Japanese way of doing things. They use different knives. They use different respect when it comes to how they break the fish down. Like I said, I could break a fish down like the rest of them, right? But they use a whole different knife. They use a whole different technique of even just scaling and the direction, which direction the head of the fish is facing when they're doing certain techniques is all very important. And when the customer ultimately is here and the customer who's in the know about these things is watching me cut their fish that they're going to eat for dinner, I want to make sure that I'm respectful to, you know, that technique and pay homage to that.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, where, yes, I have done seafood for maybe 7 years of my career, but this is at such an elevated height where I'm like, yeah, of course, all I ever wanted to do was run a seafood department. Yes, very exciting. But now it's kind of got those added layers of, okay, well, now it's this program. As well as probably the biggest ready-to-cook program that they're pushing. And I now have an overnight team and no seafood department, and the whole company has an overnight team. So there's just a lot of different angles, a lot of new things to figure out, but it's all going to come together, I'm sure. It's just the fact of putting the pieces in the right place.
Can you explain a little bit to a layperson what Sakanaya is? What is the difference with Sakanaya versus the rest of coming in, getting fresh fish and having it caught? How does that stand out?
For me, when I think about it, or if I look at it, I'm kind of in the way of it's definitely different than seafood. And it also has that like nuance of sushi, because these are fish that can be sashimi, right? And I can eat that raw. Whereas on the seafood side, that is not anything that we would encourage or do with any of the regular local fish that we get from our vendors, just because it's two separate things. So I think him having that advantage of, yeah, you could also cook this, people who want to come in and kind of like are foodies and they're like, I want to try something new. I've never had this. So why not take it home, cook it? Okay. Make a great meal out of it. Cool. But then on the other side, people that are in the know, like you said, right, that's something you could get sashimi for you, or you could eat it raw, or you can prepare it a certain way. That way you can consume it however you would like, but it's different species as well. It's a lot of learning to learn about the fish. And they're two different. They come from two different places, right? It's coming from across the world at this point. So that in itself is a huge conversation starter. But I think he can obviously display it better of what he knows of it.
Yeah, it's Sakanaya to me is we are trying to pay homage to the great traditions that they have in Japan in regards to seafood. They have a very robust history with seafood. And like I described before, they treat it very differently than we do. A lot of respect and a lot of... It's really, it's held highly, it's high up on a pedestal for them, their seafood history. The whole thing is we're trying to capture that feel of the Japanese fish markets. So how do we bring that same feel here? So someone who might be familiar with those markets comes into Wegmans, they go down the escalator and they see that. And right away, they see the Japanese signage, they see the Japanese fish. They see me, myself, you know, breaking it down right there in front of them. So that's what we're trying to really capture. So to really, to wrap that up, to really just elevate what we do already in seafood. We do a really great job in seafood, to elevate that up to the levels that you see in like Toyosu Market and those places over in Japan.
What's something surprising you have learned during this process so far?
For me, the biggest thing is all the stories about how we as a company interact with our vendors and literally the people all the way down on the boats fishing. We don't just elevate the seafood, but we also elevate the companies too. And we elevate the company's like way of life. We partner with companies that are very similar in value to what Wegmans values. So I think everywhere we visited so far is just very friendly. The staff are very excited, and it puts it back into the idea that like what we're doing is a really great thing. Not just we're making money. We're doing something really great for our people. We're doing something great for our customers, and then also the people that we purchase from. You know, we're making a big difference in their lives too. That was the coolest thing that I've learned so far. On top of obviously cutting 78 brontinis. But.
And I think for me, my biggest thing is when we just recently went to Wisconsin Ave and did the Sushi Fest, seeing the customers coming in, their excitement, they're bringing their families, their kids, right? These are things that these people grew up on tradition-wise, and they have moved over here, right, for whatever reason they moved over. And now they're at a place where they can get something that reminds them of home. And seeing them and how excited they were, that was the coolest thing for me, where I was like, man, I'm sure a lot of people in New York City live here that are from there. We're going to be the only people doing this. So for them to have that kind of destination place to come and say, man, I want something from home. I'm going to get something that makes me happy, something that makes me feel good, something I can give my kids now to kind of string along that culture that they want to build with their families and what that looks like. They can have real traditional type style food like they would have it at home, and now they can share that with their families.
Yeah, definitely. The most exciting thing is that I feel very confident that we are doing something that nobody else around here is doing.
What are people going to kind of see when they come down? So you're the student, and then you have a Wariki expert fishmonger there with you teaching. What is that dynamic going to look like?
So we are going to be tied at the hip, myself and the teacher. We're going to have a number of teachers. They're going to be rotating over 90-day periods, all with different skill sets, but all, you know, equally really, really talented. But, you know, the customer's going to come down. I'm going to be, we designed our production table where we're going to be filleting the fish. It's very customer facing. You could see it pretty much anywhere in the downstairs area. So it's going to be myself and the Wariki, you know, trainer right next to me, doing everything together, right? Whether it's washing, whether it's ordering, cleaning the department, preparing our uniforms, preparing the fish, interacting with customers, we're going to be doing it all together. Because on top of the skill of, you know, the job and cutting the fish and all that, but it's also the culture, like we keep saying, you know, how do they greet the customer? How do we navigate the customer, what they want, right? They might not know what they want. They might want to try this $64 a pound fish that they never saw before. How do they cook it? How do they eat it? So I'm going to be leaning on my trainer who will be next to me to say, hey, like, how do you eat this when you're home? And he will guide me in that way, and we'll be able to get the customer the best option.
So with your teachers being from Japan, is there any kind of language barrier? And if so, how is that being addressed?
So right now I am working personally through the Mango app. I'm trying to learn a little bit of Japanese as I can, just to understand and be respectful to the trainers that are here. Some of the trainers do have a strong language barrier. Right now we have Mr. Otani-san, who's here, he speaks both languages very fluently, so he's helping translate. We also have a team from Culinary Collaborations, CCL. They're here, and Adam McNichols, he is dual language as well. So he's, every day that I'm with the trainer, he's going to be with us too. We're all scheduled together.
What is something that you're really excited to share with the people of New York City?
I think the Ready to Cook program is going to really take off here, because in New York City, people kind of bring home what they can carry, right? So who wants to bring home a lot of ingredients to make a meal that we already supply for them, and all they have to do is pick up a gold pan and they throw it in the oven and that's it. It's a meal for one. We can make meals for two. We have sides, we have veggies, really anything that you can kind of do to make a cohesive meal. We have certain cases that are going to be
meal plans, right? So you could do a shrimp scampi, you could do pasta from dairy, the garlic cheese butter, right? All the same things that are on like the Wegmans app. We could have a destination case for those meals. And I think that's something that customers are going to really appreciate. And I think that my biggest thing that I'm excited to learn is what do they actually want, right? We're going to always open with the full menu. And as time trickles down, we'll learn what people will buy and won't buy. That way we can kind of either build up on what they will buy and make bigger family packs if that's the case, or we can scale down on the things that people are not that interested in and really go for other options.
I think too, a big thing for me is the question that exists in every retail and food service industry is, how can I help you, right? That's what we ask the customer. I think that phrase is changing now. It's not, how can I help you buy something? At least I'm speaking at Wegmans here in the Saucony and seafood. It's not, how can I help you buy something? It's, how can I help you get what you're looking for in regards to sustainability, responsibility, right? Whatever chemicals added, chemical free, wild caught, farmed. We're going to have a customer that's going to come up and they're going to say, I understand this is the best seafood I can get around, but I would like this. And if we don't have it, or if we want to help them understand better why ours is the best, that's what we're going to bring to the table. Understanding how can I help you, how that's changing, and how helping the customer and how helping the community and ultimately building the culture is going to change for us. This store opening it's not the peak of what we've done for the past 100 plus years. Right. This is just one step. So we're here and we're not saying to New York City that this is a culmination of everything that we learned so far. It's us saying we're in Manhattan or we want to learn more. You guys have something to offer us and we're going to learn from you. We're going to learn from your people. And then ultimately we're going to bring that out to all of our stores, no matter where they might be to elevate and upgrade what we do. Yeah, I don't think the customer is ready for what's going to happen. I think it's going to be an opening like no other. In my 13 plus openings, I don't think I'm going to experience anything like this.
Yeah, same. This is my this will be my 14th opening. This is my fourth one, start to finish, like doing all the hiring for, and then like actually opening and working the store for more than a year. So I'm hoping that this is my last for a little while. This is something I've been looking forward to. Like, yes, I've been always looking forward to opening a regular seafood department, but these extra layers, I'm excited for. It's all a challenge, but I'm ready to take it on.
Working at Wegmans, opening this store, the amount of good, the amount of positivity I can bring, the amount of change I can bring to our employees and our customers, and then also the trickle down. Like the businesses around here are going to look at what we're doing and they're going to say, we're going to have to bump it up. We're going to have to, we're going to compete. And who benefits there? Everybody. Those companies get the training now. Those employees get better skill and training. Those customers win out. So that's, it's being at the part of this company, being a part of this opening is the best thing that I think I can do, Adrian, as a human right now. And that's what's most exciting for me.
If I'm sitting in Rochester, New York, or I'm sitting in Virginia, how is what you're doing now at Astra Place going to impact my experience at my local Wegmans?
Going back to the overarching theme of Saucony, it's not necessarily to put a Saucony in every single Wegmans, but how do we elevate the Harrisburg Wegmans of seafood for that customer? They're going to get the best. They might not know why. If they ask, we'll tell them. They might not know why, but they're going to get the best. It's going to be scaled a little bit better. The things we learn on how to cut and how to respect the fish is going to be a little bit different. And just one day, they're going to buy their regular weekly groceries and something's going to taste a little bit better than it used to, and they're not going to know why. And it all comes down to that training that, you know, even the part-time employee in our Ithaca store is going to have that power, that ability that we learned through this program to elevate everything that they do.
Thanks for listening. Talk soon.